new coach of the Carlton Footy Club has been good enough to join us on the Friday Footy Preview. Teague, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How different is this morning as opposed to other mornings when you were an interim coach?
No, not a lot different. The traffic's still there. It's slowing me down. But there's still a job to do this weekend. So once you get to sort of Thursday, Friday, you're pretty focused on the job at hand. So that's where my attention is right now.
We will send our congratulations to you, though. I mean, it's an unbelievable opportunity. You spoke about it really well yesterday at the press conference, and 11 weeks ago or 10 weeks ago, I'm not sure if you thought it would have been a possibility, but you've taken all before you, Teague, and you've revolutionised and transformed this football club. Do you believe in yourself more now than you did 10 weeks ago?
Yeah, you do. You get belief from being able to execute, and probably what I didn't realise... You always think that you wonder. As a line coach, you think you can influence the group, but getting the whole group to buy in is the challenge. And when they gave me the reins, I knew I had some ideas that I wanted to implement, but I wasn't sure how it would go with the playing group, whether they're all on board. But what I've loved and what I've learned is they are, and you can see by the way the guys are playing. The support staff I've had have all been outstanding, and they've been on board. The players are bringing effort. And the fans are getting right behind them, which is really good to watch.
Was there a moment or a game in the first sort of two or three games that you coached where you thought, yep, I reckon I can do this, or this sits comfortably with me? Did that happen, or is it just something that's evolved in the last couple of months?
Yeah, it's probably evolved. I don't know if it was a moment. The very first time I spoke to the players was probably my most nervous, because I really wanted to make sure the messaging was strong early. And then when I was delivering that, when I had the group and the way they were looking at me when you're standing up the front, I felt like, yep, the boys on board, they're really keen to do this. So that was one moment I recall. But from then, it's just been about continually learning and growing and developing. And I've made some mistakes along the way. And we're going to continue to do that. We're a club that are going to make mistakes, but we're going to hopefully learn from them. And hopefully they're really aggressive ones and taking the game on and backing ourselves in.
We were lucky enough to speak to you when you announced caretaker coach just before your first game. And remember, we were talking to you on this radio station, this show. And you talked about... Yeah, that's right. Well, we could have been having a coffee or something like that. But you said, we want to win this game. We're going to take this game on, and there's no reason why we can't win it. And that's what I've told the players. And we thought at the time, that's bold. We kind of liked it, the confidence you were trying to give the group. Is that going to continue now? What's going to be your style, or is it now that it all starts again when you are the actual man in charge?
No, nothing's going to change. We are, as a coaching group, pretty strong on our philosophies and how we think the game should be played, and how this group plays the game well. So nothing's going to change. We've gone out every single week to win. We haven't been good enough the last 2 weeks, but we showed we can compete with some really strong sides. We've got some growth, and we've got to get better. So we're not there yet, but I think if we continue to bring the effort and the way we've been training, then I think this group, every week they prepare well and they go out there to play. They're going to go out there to win.
David, you spoke yesterday about the belief you have in the playing group, the belief you have in the direction of the club. Now, we've seen a lot of new coaches in their press conferences, and they've said that as well, and you felt like, I wasn't sure if I ever believed other people, but for some reason I really believed you yesterday when you said that. Why are you so certain it's going to work for the Carlton Football Club as you now as coach?
I think there's been a lot of hard work that's already been done. I think Stephen Silvani, Brendan Bolton, they did a lot of work in terms of generating the list, and I think our list is quite talented. But talent only gets you so far, and what I've seen in the last... I've got the luxury of actually being in the club for a while and seeing the way they go about it and the character of the people. And the way they've been going about it gives me belief. I know the talent's there. I know they're working really hard. They want it. They're starting to feel what it feels like to sort of work hard and get that taste, and I think they're enjoying it. So I think it's only going to grow, and they're going to want that feeling after games more and more often.
David, congratulations, first of all, mate. Absolutely happy for you. You've been at three clubs, West Coast, Adelaide and Carlton now. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that under John Westfold, Walsh, Pike and Bolton?
Correct. And I had a year under the Saints as well.
Okay. So is there a... Is there a benefit of actually seeing different football clubs? Like myself, being at North Melbourne the whole time, I don't really understand any other football club. Is there a benefit of being at three or four different clubs and also having those coaches in Worsfold, Walsh, Pike, Bolton to learn off? Will you have a certain style? Will that be David Teague's style, or will you take something from a little bit of from each?
You've definitely got to be authentic and you've got to have your own style, but along the way, you're continuously learning. You're continuously learning about what works, and you're also going, oh, I don't think that does work. So you can't really copy someone else. You've got to be you, and that's what I probably learned that. I had a year where I tried to do, as an assistant coach, I tried to do exactly what I thought the senior coach wanted, and halfway through the year, I thought I was coaching poorly, and I said, stuff it, I'm just going to be me. And in the second half of the year, the senior coach went, where's this guy been? This is heaps better. So it was a great lesson for me as a younger coach. No, I'm very lucky. It wasn't so much planned to move around, and my poor family got dragged to Perth and got dragged to Adelaide. But in terms of the learning I got out of not only the senior coaches but the assistant coaches, there's a lot of good assistant coaches on the way that I've worked with. You're continually putting pieces together and adjusting things and challenging your own philosophy. So, I think I've been very lucky to have those experiences. And along with probably, I learned a lot coaching the Northern Bullants, where you get to make nearly all the decisions. There was a lot of learning that went on there.
Now you played under your old coach, Dennis Pagan, a fair bit. Will there be any Dennis Paganisms coming out in David Teague's coaching? Or have you already used them?
No, I fell off a few. Yeah, I go a few.
What's been the favourite, Teague?
Up and down like a honeymoon is 90s. One of
love it.
Had a few, but it's sort of a bit old school now. They don't get it. They're like, yeah. Honeymoon is 90. It's not as they don't understand the concept around that one. So look, I learned a lot from Dennis, and the game hasn't changed in the sense you've got to be able to do your basics well under pressure, and that was Dennis was big on that. So you've still got to. First thing we did when I took over was we started putting a bit more time to kick handballs and ground balls. So we knew we needed just to nail our fundamental skills, which was something Dennis was very strong on.
Can you expand a little bit on the influence of Phil Walsh? It seems like he had a really profound impact on you as a person and as a coach. He's had an impact on a lot of people. But from your perspective, David, what's he meant to you?
He meant a lot to me. He was probably... I think, and I might be speaking out of tune, but I think when he looked at me as a young coach, I was pretty optimistic. I was probably a bit ahead of myself. I did the Bullants, we made a couple of grand finals. I probably thought I was nearly ready to be a senior coach. And I think he looked at me and saw a younger version maybe of himself. And he was the one that could pull my reins in and challenge me. And he did it in a manner where I felt like he really cared about me. And then when there was the opportunity to go work with him, to see the way he started to set up his program at Adelaide was the best I'd seen, and I was sitting back virtually just taking notes, and I love the way he went about it. He had a massive impact, and it's really sad that he didn't get to live it for a bit longer, because he was doing a great job at Adelaide.
Hey, Teague, how important is fun in a football club?
I'm stronger than most players. You get a couple that come from other sports and from Ireland, but most players start playing the game because it's fun, and that's just what they want to do. So as soon as you take that fun away, I don't think they're at their best. Now, the challenge, I know it's become a big industry of entertainment and business for a club, but I'm strong on guys got to want to come to the footy club. They want to be there. They want to hang out with their mates. That chemistry between players and the club, I think, is super important.
Daisy doesn't want to be there anymore. He's announced his retirement. Is it the right time for Daisy to walk away?
Yeah, look, it's a really hard one. He's playing good footy. And I could see another club actually offering another opportunity. It's probably just where Carlton was at. And as we said, it's become a bit bigger, and you've got to sort of project forward and just where Carlton's list was at and the positions available. It just means he's been squeezed out. But he's been outstanding. I've loved coaching him. The way he goes about it, he's had to change his role. He's so super smart. And from an outsider, I always knew he had talent and he could take the marks. What I didn't realise, he was tough and he could get his job done on really good opposition opponents at times. So it's been a pleasure. It's a little bit sad, but hopefully this weekend. And I'd love to see some Collingwood jumpers at our game this week. I don't care if they boo us. If they get there and support Daisy, I think that's great because he's been a great entertainer for the game.
No, absolutely. Well said. Now, what about Stephen Cornelio? Now you're the main man. How do you get him to be the main man?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. I'm not sure. I haven't been involved in any discussions along the way, so I'm not sure where that's at.
We will see. We will see. I think there might be room for him if he makes a decision. Teague, good luck, mate, on the weekend against the Saints. It's your first full game in charge and a reward well worth having for you with your 3-year contract at the footy club. Good luck. We appreciate your time and we'll be watching with great interest this weekend.
No, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate all the support.